On the Heart of the Murray this morning at 3SH, we are joined by a member from the Balranaldshire Council every Wednesday, and we've got a new one on hand, and he's only 3 days into the job, so we'll make him feel very welcome here. Ray Davies, who is the new Director of Infrastructure and Development. A very good morning to you, Ray.
Thanks, Chris. Good morning to everybody.
Now, of course, the big topic around the Balranaldshire Council, and it will be, I'd imagine, for a long time yet to come, is water in the river, of course. And so can you just give us a little bit of an update? There's been some positive news that's come out of last week.
There has, Chris, and I'm very pleased to say that a couple of weeks ago we engaged in some pretty intensive lobbying with federal and state political and bureaucratic quarters, and we've been successful, and I particularly want to pay tribute to the efforts of Austin Evans, our local state member, and also Susan Lee, our federal member. As a result of that, we were able to get increased river flows over the last week or so, whereas we were running at around 180 megalitres a day, which was getting a bit critically low in terms of fish health and so on. We've now got that up to about 400 for the time being, and so we're very pleased about that. The oxygen levels have increased significantly, so for the moment we're doing okay on that, but of course we're continuing to keep the pressure on, and representations are taking place today in Sydney with our Mayor and General Manager meeting with the Minister.
Absolutely, I was just about to mention that. So they're down there in Sydney getting with the talks. Can you just tell us a little bit about what maybe the goal is maybe over the next couple of weeks or so as to what the Council wants to continue to do to keep this good momentum rolling?
Well, the issue is, Chris, I mean, obviously we can't make rain. But there is a pressure on the river, obviously, as everybody knows. And under the river management plan, the daily flow levels for the next 3 months or so is down as low as about 180 megalitres a day. And that is very marginal for us. So our objective is to try and keep higher levels of environmental flows through the river, probably keeping it at least above 300 a day. We've got about 400 a day at the moment through this most recent efforts, but if we can keep it up towards that level over the next 2 or 3 months, that would be what we'd be trying to achieve without being too greedy.
Absolutely. And just quickly as well, Australia Day festivities coming up this weekend. Tell us a little bit about what's going on around the Shire Council region.
Yeah, well, just want to remind members of the community, those people in Balranald, there was a little bit of confusion as to whether or not the events were taking place on the riverbank, but they are in fact taking place in Greenham Park. And at 8 a.m, free barbecue breakfast, flag raising and so on. And our Australia Day ambassador, Frank Ifield, community members of a certain age might remember him as Frankie Ifield, who was a bit of a pop star in the 1960s. For our people down in Houston, the lunch and ceremony down there commences at 12:30 in the Rec Reserve.
Thank you very much. Ray Davies, Director of Infrastructure and Development, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Chris.
On the Heart of the Murray 3SH, our weekly chats with the Balranaldshire Council.